Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and happy Saturday. Welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. I'm so happy that you're tuned in today. Of course, I am always delighted to have folks tuning in just to hear about the goodness. Again, the Happy Hour was established to bring attention to the goodness happening in our communities because we hear so much about the negative side of things. But this is 1 hour of just pure goodness, pure positivity, and it's your opportunity to pour a cup of happiness because you have persons and groups all around this country that are making a positive impact on Bahamian society, and that's all we focus on here on the Happy Hour. By the way, we've recently celebrated our first anniversary. I am so proud of that. I've been so busy that I haven't been able to commemorate properly, but y'all will see some stuff coming out later on this month about that, and I'm just happy to have had the opportunity. So thank you to Guardian Radio for allowing me to have this platform here. I've been with Guardian Radio since we started in 2012, would you imagine? So to be able to have yet another platform to talk about this good stuff, I appreciate them very much for that. Before we get into our very heavy schedule today, because we have some pretty awesome folks that have already joined us in studio and that will be joining us today, I want to go over a few of the events that are happening so that you can mark your calendars and try to support some of these nonprofit organizations that are having fundraisers and just general good stuff happening. Cheers to everybody who would have supported Cookie Month with the Girls Guides. As always, they usually have things going on, so check out with your local unit to see how you can get things done. They will be having the grand opening of their Girls Guides headquarter building, I think that's what it is, how they term it. That's happening on, I think it's the 19th of November. It is 19th. So they've been trying very hard to have that building open. They've been fundraising because they need to get an elevator or whatnot. So it's finally happened. And so we're congratulating them ahead of time. So that's happening on November 19th. I think it is by invitation only. And I got one, but I figured I'll just share that good news with you because we had them on talking about why they were fundraising a couple weeks ago. Happening today is St. Francis Xavier's Catholic Cathedral. They're having their fair right there in downtown Nassau at the top of the hill. They have some pretty awesome booths. Their steaks are amazing. So if you have some time, pass by there. Holy Spirit Anglican Church is also having their fair today, and that's right there in Chippenham. Their hamburgers are amazing. Yes, I like food, so I tell people things are good based off the food. But both of those churches are having their major fundraisers today. Also happening tonight, and I'm happy to say that they are sold out. The Bahamas A's Foundation is having their annual Red Ribbon Ball as their major fundraiser, and that's happening at Atlantis later on this evening. I want to say best wishes to my fellow Anglican Church members, particularly our clergy and those participating in the upcoming provincial synod. So if you hear about some church people carrying on bad, that's why, because they carrying on, they're doing some good business. So the provincial synod has 3 years or so, I might be wrong, I think it's 3 years. And this is the first time in almost 25 years that it's being held in the Bahamas. So we are currently housing and hosting several bishops from around the Caribbean, and they will be electing an archbishop, I believe it is, as well. So lots of happening there. So they're having on tomorrow evening, at 4 o'clock. They're going to be having their opening mass for that. Tomorrow is Remembrance Sunday. So remember to wear your poppies. Hopefully you have supported the poppy drive as well. There is still time to get your poppies and support the cause for that. And as we all know, that will be for our veterans that would have been in World War II, I think it is, and their families, so their widows and their children benefit from there. The Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau is having their Dancing Under the Stars on the 14th of November. That's Friday coming. You also will be having the annual Rotary Foundation Gala, which is Saturday coming as well. That's sold out. Cheers to them. The Bahamas Humane Society is also having their 101st anniversary gala also on Saturday. There's so many things happening in November. My goodness. And then rounding out November, you have the Jollification. I'm only saying that because this is selfish of me. Yours truly is going to be out there showcasing my hobby. It's called whimsy. I will be selling jewelry. So please do come out to the retreat on Village Road. The public can come starting on the Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd. So if you have some time, please come see me at my booth. And I think that will be it rounding out the rest of the month. And I have a full slate of things to share with you for December. But hopefully you can support one of those things. Now, jumping straight into it. And so you don't have to hear my voice anymore. Joining me in studio, and this young man, he is known in many spaces. But to me, he's primarily known because he is a big timer. He's one of them Long Island people. He got a lot of things to say. He got one position in one group that I am part of, too. It's called the Long Islanders Association. And this young man here is a treasurer. And he knows, and also, I have to say this part, because I respect these men very much. He is a member of the Toastmasters Club 1600. So he's a 1600 man. But today he's a Long Island man. That's what he had to talk about. Joining me in studio today, we have the one, the only, Dwight Burrows. How you doing?
Hey, I'm very good, DeAndre. That's an excellent introduction. you said it almost as well as I wrote it.
Listen. Well, tell the people who you are, Dwight.
Well, for today's session, I'm here in my role as a director of the Long Islanders Association and the treasurer of the association. Now, you allowed me this window because I'm also a member of the Great Toastmasters Club 1600.
Of course.
And coincidentally, I have one or two of my past presidents listening in. I'll reference them shortly. I'll leave it there for now. But it's a pleasure to be here. So good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Long Islanders. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. We love that. And we love hosting you all on the show. Now, for the persons that may not have had the opportunity before to hear, well, a little bit about what the Long Islanders Association is.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. What is the association?
Well, maybe I'll start with a bit of history. So, and maybe give the listening audience the key reason why we're here today. So, 52 years ago, back in November of 1973, same year as independence, the Long Islanders Association was formally incorporated after having some formation discussions as early as, I think, August of 1973. So we're actually celebrating our 52nd anniversary. The Long Islanders Association's core purpose is to support Long Islanders on the island itself with a number of different needs. Obviously, on an annual basis, we make an effort to support Long Island's economic activity, and then we do a lot of work in terms of supporting other organizations connected to Long Island. We support educational activities, we support healthcare, we support individuals who have specific needs, and all when budget allows, of course. So the Long Island Association is all about making an effort to raise funds on a consistent basis to help the community and the people of Long Island.
No, that's incredible right there. And Of course, I have to let the people know I am also a member of the Loaners Association. I got a little position there too, the public relations chairperson. I also want to remind those that are listening in, you can call in at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and toll free from the Family Islands at 300-5720. You can also text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Now, Dwight, you said a number of things, a lot of activity, a lot of support.
Yes.
Can you give us some recent examples of what exactly has the association been doing to help Long Island?
Oh, well, boy, that's a tough question, right? Like, where do we start from? So I think it's important to highlight the fact that one of the major economic activities for the island on an annual basis is the Long Island Regatta. And in a lot of instances, a lot of people view that as a fun time where persons come on island and enjoy themselves and watch racing. But it's so much more than that. Because if I'm not mistaken, that could very well be the largest economic boost that Long Island sees on an annual basis. And just to give you some examples, almost every year at the annual regatta, all of the car rental companies are booked. Solid. Mm-hmm. All of the small businesses have significant increases in volume. So the gas stations, as an example, the grocery stores. And then there's the Airbnbs and the small hotels. They are almost always booked. That's huge. But separate and apart from that, we have, again, we make a major contribution. Yeah. We support both of all of the schools that have a need when they do have a need and budget allows with a number of different activities. I think one of the important things that we make a contribution to, and we have been for the last maybe a few decades, is supporting those graduates in Long Island who want to come to Nassau and attend the University of the Bahamas. When they have challenges financially, we have supported in a number of instances through scholarships. And I believe it would have been around, if my memory is correct, maybe around early 2000s. You know, I usually travel with some notes. But we created the Ivy Dumont Scholarship Fund. And on an annual basis, we support at least 2 to 3 graduates of either North Long Island or high school with their trip to New Providence. Healthcare is another one. We've done a number of things over the years. Mm-hmm. We have supported the local health clinics. Mm-hmm. I believe we would have installed some x-ray machines a few years ago. There's some current needs that we're exploring now in collaboration with some of the local government entities. There are needs for new morgues, as an example. Mm-hmm. So we're exploring how we can support those efforts. Mm-hmm. And then even on the cultural side, mm-hmm. back in 1988, and I believe this is considered one of Long Island's or the association's most cherished project. Back in 1988, we broke ground on the Long Island Library and Museum in Buckley's, Long Island. And that was eventually dedicated in 1996. And that complex, of course, now is leased and managed by the Ministry of Education. Mm-hmm. But the museum is significant for the island because it provides so much information on the history of Long Island generally. Mm-hmm. So again, when you talk about education, culture, healthcare, and then the economy at large, the Long Islanders Association is significantly involved in helping where we can.
Exactly. Yep. I think this is a perfect segue right here as into recent opportunities for, you know, helping where you can.
Absolutely.
Being the dissemination of information during times of disaster and need. And of course, the association was very active with being that bridge.
Absolutely.
Between local governments, central government.
Absolutely.
And the residents on Long Island during the recent passage of Hurricane Melissa, and getting information to and fro on the island. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, absolutely. And maybe that's where we give credit to yourself. So, and maybe I'll use this opportunity to just give a bit of details about the structure. So the Long Island Association has a board of directors, a total of 11. We have our president, Tanya Farquharson, Vice President Alan Adley. Then there's myself, the treasurer, Assistant Treasurer William Carroll. We have our secretary, Renai Martin. And our assistant secretary would be Shirley Smith, along with four other directors and our honorary director, Austin Burroughs. Mm-hmm. Outside of those, we knew we had a need to have some established committees. And so very recently, we put a lot more structure around the PR and Communication Committee, which you lead. And so to your point about the contributions we make and through your efforts and through the efforts of the association, we served as a critical bridge in ensuring that key information was provided to the community of Long Island. And we served as an intermediary, to your point, with the local government, with other bodies that wanted to support Long Island and help Long Island prepare for the storm. Now, there are some opportunities coming out of the passing of Hurricane Melissa. You and I had a brief conversation prior to this. I won't get into that on air. But communication and the role we play in that, especially because the association is primarily active in New Providence, with the Long Island Sailing Club, a branch of the association, taking a lead in Long Island. And so that communication and sharing of information and opportunities and leveraging the city of New Providence and Nassau to support Long Island is big.
Now, and we can clearly see that, but the presence on social media.
Absolutely.
And going to, you've said so much, Dwight, yeah, really, on what the association is doing, what do you hope to do?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times what I try to tell folks when they come onto the show, what I try to tell the audience, said you have people doing great things, but great things take money.
Absolutely.
And I think the association recently had a fundraiser. You have a fundraiser coming up.
Yep.
Y'all also going to be going to church whatnot. So tell us about the importance of fundraising for the association, because a lot of what you described, money just doesn't come out of thin air.
Absolutely. Most of our work on an annual basis is focused around fundraising. Practically everything we do is fundraising. I mentioned the regatta, I mentioned all of the other things, and that takes money. And so the regatta alone, I won't go into details around how much that costs, but it's in the hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. And most of that has to be funded through our efforts. Most recently, we actually have the benefit of owning our cultural site, the regatta site in Long Island. That comes with a significant amount of maintenance and costs. And so in terms of fundraisers, we have some key fundraisers that are pretty well-known and popular. I think the most popular is the annual fair and raffle that's hosted the first Saturday in May each year. So that's big. And that's usually held at Darren Bailey Park, and so much work and effort goes into that. But separate and apart from that, We found a couple of other fundraisers that are high-impact fundraisers in terms of the level of work versus what we generate in terms of net income. And so we have South events, mm-hmm. And they are very popular, and they do pretty well compared to the level of work and effort. And then we have boat cruises that are also pretty popular. The unique thing about our events is, outside of them being fundraisers, they are fun times and mm-hmm. fun events mm-hmm. where Long Islanders and Bahamians come together and engage and socialize. And so maybe I'll go into what's happening soon.
Yes,
what's
please.
Happening next weekend.
Yes.
And so next weekend, that is, I think, Saturday, November the 15th, mm-hmm. we will be hosting a boat cruise. I think it's boarding time at 7. We depart at 8. It's the pirate ship that boards at Portiski Dock. I mentioned much earlier in my opening that I have a few of my colleagues, Toastmasters, past presidents on the line, and I'm very excited to share that next week we will have who I consider to be the best DJ the Bahamas has ever seen.
Now, who that is?
That's none other than Dion the Butcher Knowles. Dion the Butcher Knowles, shout out to Dion. I'm sure he's listening in. And then he has his second in command, I believe, who will be joining us. He brings backup.
Okay.
He brings backup. So toast DTM Charlie Newbold.
Oh, no.
Who's also listening in. So if I'm not mistaken, we will have the pleasure of having a grand time with Dion the Butcher. There are a couple other things. So tickets are available now. It's $30 a ticket, I must say.
Only $30?
Only $30. Wow. That doesn't include anything. That's just the access. And then we, of course, have bars on the boat. And we have some light refreshments for all for sale. Mm-hmm. And all a part of the fundraising efforts. Mm-hmm. So it's $30. And you would know that a few of the last boat cruises, we had to leave persons on the dock because we were oversubscribed. And so those who are listening in, I encourage you to get your tickets early and get there on time because it promises to be a grand time. Now, what's interesting about next weekend is that on Sunday, November the 16th, we celebrate and worship at the St. George's Anglican Church, which I believe is at Rosetta or Madeira Street? Montrose Avenue. Mm-hmm. And so next week is interesting. So we celebrate and we worship to give thanks for 52 years of success with the association. But what's interesting about next weekend is that it will be a spirit-filled weekend in true Long Island fashion and embracing the Long Island culture. We will have a spirited time on Saturday and a spirit-filled church service on Sunday. And so next week will be an exciting time.
It shall be a blessed and exciting time indeed.
This is the happy hour show, is it?
It is happy hour, you know, but we're pouring happiness instead of spirits, libations.
Absolutely.
Now, for the persons tuned in and who would want to get their tickets,
yes,
how can they do that?
So there are a number of ways they can. So they can reach out to myself. Again, I am the treasurer. They can reach out to yourself as the PR and communications chair. We have you can contact us by email, longislandersassociation@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also contact us on all of our social media sites, which includes Facebook, Twitter, is it?
Mm-hmm. Now known as X.
Was that?
Now known as X.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's Instagram.
There's
LinkedIn.
And there's LinkedIn.
There's also TikTok. So the association is present TikTok on all of them. There's also YouTube, but you know, you don't necessarily do messaging through there.
Absolutely.
But we are checking all of those. And you can check our links that we will be sharing. This is the Andres Long Islanders Association speaking now. We'll be sharing with Guardian on the page. So you can follow the WhatsApp channel.
Right.
So the association has recently established a WhatsApp channel. So you don't have to be a member of the association to find out what all the association is doing. And what we've started sharing recently, too, would be Long Island in the news. So anytime Long Island is mentioned that we know about it, we're sharing that information as well. So that our folks at home can actually see when the island is mentioned.
Yeah.
So you can join that WhatsApp channel. You can check the Long Islanders Association page. We post a lot. So you can always go there. But speaking about membership, Dwight.
Yes.
How can folks who want to become members of the association, how could they do that? Do you all allow persons who are not Long Islanders to join? Like, how does one become a member? How can you be a member?
Yeah. So we... Membership in the Long Islanders Association includes Long Islanders, mm-hmm, or friends and family of Long Islanders. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's a relatively simple process in that you complete an application. We have meetings once a month. I think it's the second Tuesday. We meet the second Tuesday every month. The board meets the first Tuesday. You complete an application to express your interest. We confirm your membership. It's a small fee of $50, mm-hmm, and you're in. And that's important because we're actually pleased to say now that we have 192 active members for the financial year that just ended, which is 2025 that ended October. Actually, no, the calendar year. So right. 192 financial members for this year. Now, I say that with a bit of caution, though, because we have thousands of persons that support the Long Islanders Association on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily pay a $50 fee every year. But in a lot of cases, they contribute thousands, tens of thousands either in time or donations. And so membership is relatively simple. The only thing we ask is that when you do join, you join with the intention to make a positive contribution to the Long Island Association.
Excellent. That's some good news.
Absolutely.
Just as a fun fact, I have asked on several occasions just to confirm if my significant other, if they're not from Long Island, which it seems like they will not be, can actually become members. And so, yes, family
Absolutely.
And friends
Absolutely.
Are
Absolutely.
Eligible.
Absolutely.
Because I can need my husband to be a part of the association. Got to. I love Long Island too much.
Yeah.
Now, Dwight, you know, time flies when you're having fun. We have about 5 more minutes left here. But there's so much to talk about with the association.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've been a member for how many years? So what are some of the highlights, do you think, that the association has experienced? You mentioned the library, the establishment of the cultural site, whatnot. What else has the association does that we can share with the public?
Yeah, so I think I've shared some of the key projects and initiatives. Mm-hmm. So the library and the museum is something we're extremely proud of.
Mm-hmm.
The cultural site, or the better known as the Regatta site at Salt Pond, that continues to grow and expand and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, over the last 12 months, just completed a total change out of the roof for the buildings that face the waterfront in Salt Pond. That was a pretty costly initiative. We have to replace the entire tower, which is something we're working on now from a fundraising perspective. The Ivy Dumont Scholarship Fund, we think, is big, and we think there's some opportunities to expand on that. And again, I'll stay away from sharing any other thoughts like the one we spoke about earlier, because that's something I definitely think we need to raise at the board level. We are very excited to we support the mini regatta that happened. A few weeks ago.
At this time, the LIA did, again, this is DeAndra's PR personnel.
Absolutely.
We supported the Long Island Sailing Club with their public relations.
Absolutely.
I was told on multiple occasions how so much more the island knew about it and was being able to follow it. We had support from the Regatta Desk sharing those posts and things like that. Listen, for Long Island, we love sailing.
Absolutely.
Long Islanders adore sailing. Our regatta is the second largest regatta in the country, I believe it is. And our mini regatta actually had, I think it was about 15 registered boats, with 2 of them being introduced for the very first time that mini regatta. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But Dwight, of course, I think, you know, we have to also mention the position of the association given the recent passage of Melissa. What would you say to our family and friends on Long Island?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I'll say is that we know it's been a difficult time. We do appreciate that it may have been the impact of the hurricane may have been somewhat unexpected, given some of the tracking modules or models.
Mm-hmm.
But the great news is that Long Islanders are resilient. There are quite a bit of efforts going on right now to provide support. I understand the Defense Force has about 30 or 35 persons on the ground, the administrator.
Mm-hmm.
We're in constant contact with the administrator to understand what are the needs.
Mm-hmm.
We have some opportunities there as the association,
mm-hmm.
to support fundraising efforts and donations to help the community. But I think the key thing I'll say to Long Islanders is we've done this before. We've gone through walk-in. We know sometimes it's difficult with the power outages and the water shortages and some of the other challenges with telecommunications. Just, you know, stay focused. The association is here for Long Island, and We know that we'll come back stronger from the storm. I think I want to just plan one other thing.
Okay.
There's one other effort that we've been attempting to support a lot more, and that is the Long Island Business Outlook that's hosted by Joan Albury, the Consulus Limited.
Mm-hmm.
That is scheduled for 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
That's Thursday, November the 20th.
Okay.
And so we want to encourage all Long Islanders, partners who may want to go down and attend, and those on Long Island who are listening in, to make an effort to join that. So last 2 years, for example, we have sponsored 10 to 15 students to attend that outlook, because we think it's important to stay abreast of what's happening with the economy as it relates to business.
Well, as a participant in the Business Outlook, I believe you did the last one.
I was here the last one, and I'm tentatively scheduled to speak in 2 weeks, coincidentally, on the impact of regattas and festivals on Long Island.
Listen, we're going to have to record that. Maybe we'll hear that. But tell us a little bit more about the Business Outlook for Long Island. What are some of the topics that are going to be discussed? And do you think that there are enough persons paying attention to the Business Outlook?
I think there's the opportunity for a lot more persons to pay attention, one. I think there's an opportunity for maybe more of our partners in the community, New Providence, to be more involved. From what I know, and not to get in too much trouble, because I got an early I got early access to the proposed agenda.
Okay.
Outside of what I mentioned earlier, which I think is important, the impact of regattas and festivals on the community of Long Island, I know there will be a focus on infrastructure, which is big. We have, and I hope I don't get in trouble, but we have some challenges with the power supply. It's pretty old. It's in a state of decay, in my view. We have some challenges with telecommunications. We have some challenges with water supply. And then I do believe that there's also someone who will either, someone attached to the airport authority or to Bahamas Air. Last year we had Kenneth.
Romer?
Is it? No, not Romer. Can't remember the gentleman's name, but the topic of the Deadman's Key Airport and the importance of having it upgraded and having
that's
an international.
A touchy one right there,
it's a touchy one. Mm-hmm. So I believe there will be a segment focused on that. The good news is that there appears to be some activity happening with the airport now, but we'll see where that goes.
Of course, I'll reserve my comments because then the morning blend version of me is going to come out, you know. But Dwight, I think what you shared with us was very impactful. The association is active, doing lots of things, and you've given us all the ways to be in contact with the association. And so we want to thank you for your time, for talking to us about the Long Islanders Association and all of those under the sound of my voice. You can support, continue to support the efforts of the Long Islanders Association. Our tagline literally is building a better Long Island, and that means supporting what happens and helping to ensure that what Long Island needs, that it gets in the ways that we can help out. So whenever you see us selling sell-out tickets, that money going elsewhere. And also
boat cruise tickets, right?
Or boat cruise next tickets week. For next week. And you can reach out to me. I have a stack that I need to get sold. So you can do that. And then if you want to come worship with us at church, again, we have thousands of Long Islanders and descendants of Long Island right here in New Providence. You can join us at St. George's on Sunday. We're going to be there for the 9 o'clock service, and we welcome you to help to worship God with us. But reach out to get a ticket for the boat cruise. It's always a fun time. And we always sell out. I'm so proud of my members because we don't run out. We sell out.
Absolutely.
So you want to get your tickets so you can have a grand time for that. But every dollar that you spend, we literally, there are some things that the association, we don't publicize every single thing that we do. But I want you to understand that every week, almost every, I'm going to say every day, but every week and several days per week, every week, there are requests coming in that the association tries to help with.
Yeah.
So it's not just a fun time. It's a time to raise funds to help us to do the things that we want to do on Long Island. So thank you again, Dwight, for being
here. Always a pleasure.
And congratulations to the Long Islanders Association on 52 years,
52 years absolutely.
Of existence. And may you have another 50 wonderful years on top of that.
Yeah.
But that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned here too. The Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. I will be right back after these messages.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're good. We can take a photo together.
Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Listen, the music will make me dance, but I could dance enough tonight because I go into the Red Ribbon Ball. If y'all are tuned in, y'all could see I got different type of hair today. And that means I got to go put on some makeup and things so I could look different tonight. But I may share one photo. But yes, shall. Thank you all for sticking with us. This is the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. Like I said, we had a jam-packed day today, and time flies when we're having fun. So for the next 20 minutes, we will be talking to the representatives of the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Woo-hoo! It is one of the youngest Rotary Clubs in the Bahamas, but it has made such a tremendous impact in its short time being in existence. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am a member of this club, so I have a bias, but you know, it is what it is. Joining us in studio today is none other than Dr. Satya Bhutal. She is the chairperson for the Mental Health and Wellness Committee at the Rotary Club of South Ocean, and she's been doing so much. If you recall, we had the Rotary Club of South Ocean on a while back to talk about their Alzheimer's seminar that they put on in conjunction with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, and that was Dr. Bhutal's, that was her project. It was her passion project, and she put so much into that. Right.
With your help. Don't leave that out.
So she's on here today to talk to us a little bit more about, well, first of all, let us know a little bit more about the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Then she's going to talk to us about what does the Mental Health and Wellness Committee do? And then I believe they have an event coming up. So that's how we're going to approach this, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, Satya.
Thank you.
Talk to us about RCSL.
Thank you, DeAndra. You know, I'm very excited to talk about RCSL, my fellow RCSL sister. So we are a bit biased today. But yes, RCSL is definitely breaking ground in the Bahamas right now. Like she mentioned, we are one of the youngest Rotary clubs, but we are making a mark here. One of the smallest as well, but we are making a difference. And that's in various areas. Mm-hmm. Of course, for me, I can talk a lot about the mental health and wellness aspect, mm-hmm. but also from a community service aspect. And that's yes. where DeAndra also can speak as well. One of our service chairs. So RCSO has been partnering with many organizations, mm-hmm. Beach cleanups, back to school giveaways, mm-hmm. many service projects, as yes. well as, like she mentioned, for the year thus far, we partnered with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association to bring about awareness and caring for the caregivers. Like I mentioned, when speaking about that event, a lot of time we focus on Alzheimer's patients,
right?
But we forget about the caregivers.
Yes.
So we try to service those who don't typically get serviced. So RCSO has definitely been breaking ground, as well as our literacy aspect.
Of course.
We have our Read Across the Bahamas this month, where we've been every Sunday meeting via Zoom and targeting various areas and islands in the Bahamas, allowing the children to have an opportunity to share their stories, whether it's poems, essays, whatever it is, and just to bring about awareness and literacy as well. Mm-hmm. So we've been dynamic in various areas, if I might say so.
Listen, of course. No, you could say so. I'm giving you the grounds to. And we can't forget the mangrove projects that the Environment and Disaster Committee mm-hmm. has been leading. Yes. They've been assisting with the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance's efforts with mm-hmm. the Perry Institute for Marine Science in picking propagules, which are baby mangrove seed, their seeds, and then also planting baby mangroves and whatnot mm-hmm. like that. So RCSO has been very active on the environmental side too.
In all areas.
Mm-hmm. But I want us to talk a little bit more right now about your area in specific, and that's mental health and wellness. You've been very active so far, and you have a lot of things going on. But talk to us a little bit more. Why did RCSO think it was important to have a health and wellness committee? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
So as the Mental Health and Wellness Committee, it's very important for us to not only cater to the service side and the literacy and the children, but also to remember that mental health is very important. And not only mental health, caring for the entire person. Mm-hmm. So that's mental, physical, emotional, even financial mm-hmm. in every aspect. Mm-hmm. And so the Rotary International or Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas and mm-hmm. RCSO specifically thought that's very important to bring about awareness. So one, bringing about awareness, mm-hmm. erasing the stigma that has been commonly linked with mental health.
That's powerful.
And ensuring that there is information out there for individuals to get help and see and know where they can get help. Mm-hmm. So all of that is important. And especially since I would have taken on this role,
right.
I thought it was very important to really cater to the entire man. And not just the community, but our members ourselves.
Okay.
So for this year, this Rotary year, we were focusing not only on mental health, but also looking at cardiovascular health as well.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Satya, you got to talk to people about the STEP Challenge, please.
Yes, yes. So for this Rotary year, our theme for the Mental Health and Wellness Committee is And the Beat Goes On.
Okay.
So when you think of the beat, you can think about the music beat,
yes.
but you also can think about what your heart beat, right? So we're focusing on cardiovascular health, making sure our lifestyles are changed. We're living healthy lifestyles, not just doing quick challenges mm-hmm. or quick just little, you know, little short-term things,
right,
but making sure we make lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. So that's exercise, our diet, even stress level, managing all these things. And so, like Deandra mentioned, one of our most exciting, because you know our members are very competitive.
Very much so.
One of our initiatives was the Step Challenge. So it's an ongoing thing. It's going to be ongoing for the entire Rotary year. And we're going to do it quarterly, where we have a Step Challenge. We are all on one app together called Step Up, where we're able to get our steps daily. So whether you're wearing an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, whether it's on your phone, we're able to see each other's steps daily. And so we have some members who've been making 20,000 steps. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Running marathons before sunrise, apparently.
But trust me, since we've initiated that challenge, we have seen the members really take it on. And we've even opened it outside to some of our non-members and some of our just friends of our CSO.
Love that.
And they've really just, you know, made a commitment to really get our steps in. Okay. So even my sister, sometimes at 9 o'clock at night, she's just walking around her room like, I have to get my steps in. So, you know, it's not just a competition because there is a prize, but it's also just good to start just getting our minds going for these lifestyle changes.
No, that's impactful. You know, the long-term approaches to a healthy lifestyle and encouraging persons to really take that on, that is truly commendable. And speaking about lifestyle changes, I believe, wasn't there a recent Pink the Park? You had something in October.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
So we're not just doing the Step Challenge. We are ensuring that we maintain this exercise, lifestyle, activity mojo that we have going here.
Right.
So we're doing what we call exercise pop-ups.
Okay.
So for the month of October is not only just Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
right,
but it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So
yes,
a lot of people actually did not know that.
Right.
And so for the month of October, we decided to do an exercise pop-up where we paint the park pink.
Okay.
We came dressed in our pink. We did a full exercise session with one of our coaches.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Coach Shallow.
Okay.
From Raw Talent Fitness.
Okay.
And he did a full circuit training. I mean, when I tell you we were sweating, we were comparing our calories burned.
Yes.
Some people burn 480 calories or so. Our president won't say it out loud, but he was there working. Almost had to get his inhaler. But what it really does is just encourages our member to get active. And that's really what I want to drive home this Rotary year, to manage our hearts and manage our lifestyles. We'll have many more pop-ups coming up throughout the Rotary year. So I look forward to seeing everyone out as well.
No, this is incredible. Like, you're doing so much. And cheers to you and your committee.
Thank you. And all of the members
of our CSO, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, you have something going on this month. And just tell us a little bit more. What is this month? Why is it important? Mm-hmm. And then the event that our CSO will be having.
So before I get into this month specifically, I will say another goal for the Mental Health and Wellness Committee was to partner with organizations, like I mentioned, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, as well as the Bahamas Diabetes Association. So just not only looking at mental health, but other very common diseases, Alzheimer's, diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, etc. So this month is Diabetes Awareness Month, which is very big. As we know, diabetes is very, very, very common in the Bahamas and in the Caribbean itself.
Yes.
So for Diabetes Awareness Month, RCSO will be hosting a diabetic health fair.
Okay.
Now, this health fair is actually in partnership with Rotaract of Nassau Sunset, as well as the Healthy Bahamas Coalition.
Okay.
So we will have many, many, many vendors and many sponsors there to really just cater to the diabetic themselves. And this is children and adults with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
I think a lot of time when we host diabetic events, we forget the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of children with type 1 diabetes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this fair will cater to the entire man. This fair will have health screenings, diabetic screenings. We will have a podiatrist to be able to examine your feet, because as a diabetic, it's very important to examine your feet on a daily basis. We will have dentists, eye examiners. We will have even some of our pediatricians from the Princess Margaret Hospital that will also be helping with screening the children. We will have diabetic educators that can talk about calorie counting, how to cook your food, even live food demonstrations.
Okay.
Yes. We will even have a free Zumba segment to get you active and show them
moving.
You know how to burn calories to move. Yes, I know you love Zumba.
I love Zumba.
Yeah, so we will also have activities and games and things just to engage your entire family. So it's not just for adults, like I said, children and adults as well.
When is this happening?
This will be November 22nd at Holy Trinity Church Hall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay. So there'll be events happening straight from 10 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. So don't think you're too early or you're too late. Just be there. You don't want to miss it. Oh, and we have a lot of prizes and surprises. Trust me. When I tell you things.
Things.
When I tell you things.
Things.
We have things. We had some amazing sponsors. So we don't know little things. Big things. Trust me. So you do not want to miss it.
Now, listen. When we hear things, we're thinking that costs some money. So how much does it cost to come to this?
It is absolutely free.
Say it again.
Absolutely free. $0.00.
Wow.
Absolutely free. All of this information you cannot pay for. Trust me when I tell you, the speakers, the specialists that we have coming in to educate our diets, it's priceless. So it's absolutely free and you don't want to miss it.
Now, talking about all of the persons and entities that you're working with, you mentioned the Healthy Bahamas Coalition, mm-hmm. the Bahamas Diabetes Association. Mm-hmm. Are there others that you're working with to ensure that children and adults know that this event is happening and will be out there to ensure that their members or their people
absolutely,
are there?
Absolutely, absolutely. How did I fail to mention the kids with diabetes subgroup? So under the Bahamas Diabetes Association, we also have a specific group just for our kids with diabetes.
Really?
So shout out to KWD. Yes, we will be out there. They will have a booth there. So they have a community as well with basically all the children within the Bahamas with type 1 mainly or type 2 diabetes. So they'll be out there as well to cater to their children to make sure the word gets out to them. Of course, the Bahamas Diabetes Association will advertise to their network. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the Bahamas Foot and Ankle International. So we have a lot of diabetic patients with foot issues.
Right.
So, of course, advertising to their network. The Bahamas Association of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Oh.
Which is also a major one looking at, like I mentioned, calorie counting, meal prepping, all these type of things. So mm-hmm. we have someone from every area pretty much to kind of reach everyone.
Goodness, this is mm-hmm. going to be an all-day session learning about mm-hmm. different ways to help manage
yes.
this disease that afflicts
not only
so
manage
many
the disease but manage the possible complications of the disease.
Oh.
So not just managing your sugar acutely
right.
but also managing some of the chronic complications, the foot ulcers, the teeth complications, the eye complications, so that even the kidney complications. There are many small complications of diabetes that are sometimes missed when we just think about, oh, just sugar, 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 mm-hmm. but just addressing that entirely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did mention that Satya is a doctor.
Like, oh.
she's a physician. So we heard that come out just now.
Oh, and I must put in a plug for some of our sponsors. How
oh,
can
please.
I forget?
Yes.
Some of our sponsors, we have Comfort Suites.
Okay.
The British Colonial Hilton, mm-hmm. AquaPure, Caribbean Bottling Company, Doctors Hospital, Sands, Eye Care, Nassau Agencies. So it's many, many, many more to list, but I cannot fail to mention our sponsors because without them, we could not bring this together. So that's very important. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
No, thank you for mentioning that. And thank you. And to the Rotary Club of South Ocean for putting this on. You
yes.
know, you see, time flies when you're having fun. We only have 8 minutes left. Look at
fly.
That. Now, I know that this isn't the first time that RCSO has done a session to inform about diabetes. Mm-hmm. So perhaps you can tell the audience a little bit more about, well, why RCSO focuses on diabetes and really what you've done in the past. How does that build on getting to having this huge event?
Mm-hmm. So an event like this is not new to RCSO. So diabetes, even in our previous Rotary years, has been very important. We have had various events to combat some of the stigmas, to raise awareness, to educate our population on diabetes. So yes, this event is during my tenure as Mental Health and Wellness Chair, but I was also able to assist last year with a diabetic symposium. So this was more of a didactic type of format.
No, where that's a big word for Elmo. What does that mean?
It was more in a just a speaker format.
Oh, okay.
Like a conference setting, I should
right,
say.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was more like a conference setting. So we did have some dietitians. I spoke last year as well. We had representatives from the Bahamas Diabetes Association. We had an endocrinologist. So it was also just sharing information. But this year, we decided to make it a little bit bigger and just bring in a little bit more entities as well. So this is not new to RCSO. We've always been very big on raising awareness on diabetes and to just assist our general public because we've seen so many unfortunate complications of diabetes. Some people, they die prematurely because of just lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So like the Bible says, the people would perish for lack of knowledge. So therefore, it's very important for us to get this information out, especially in the Bahamas where diabetes is so rampant.
Wonderful. No, mm-hmm. that is critical and yes. crucial, and you all are doing the Lord's work out there on this. Now, I just wanted to take a step back because the Rotary year lasts until next June. And I just want to talk a little bit more about some of the cardiovascular efforts that you will be undertaking throughout yes. your tenure, because heart health is another area in the Bohemian Society mm-hmm. That we need to have more focus on. Mm-hmm. And I know February is Heart Month.
Yeah.
So, and shout out to the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation, who will be having their annual ball during that time. If you need tickets, please see yours truly, that's DeAndra.
I help out with the plug.
Shameless, absolutely shameless, whatnot. But I know that the district governor has a focus yes. on cardiovascular health. And so all Rotary clubs in the Bahamas have been asked mm-hmm. to really focus on that. So what will RCSO be doing?
Yes. So when I took on this role as the director of mental health and wellness, our president, Ramon Gardner, he stressed to me that this Rotary year, he really wants me to focus a lot on cardiovascular health. Like you mentioned, the district governor has made that his mandate to really raise awareness across all Rotary countries in our region on cardiovascular health. So like I mentioned, we will have ongoing challenges like the STEP Challenge. But when it comes to February, which is really Heart Month, we will have various initiatives. So we have one thing called the 6 weeks to Heart Health. And this will be a 6 week period of just pure challenges, not only just to win prizes, but to show how we can change our lifestyles over this time and what changes can happen in just a short time of 6 weeks.
Okay.
So things like, okay, did you take a 30-minute walk today? Let me see your meal today. Did you eat a fruit or eat a vegetable?
Right.
Did you do some form of activity? Just what did you do in this 6 weeks to get your heart going?
Thing going
and it
on
is
there.
An accountability thing.
I like that.
A lot of people can go in it to say, oh, well, I didn't really plan on losing weight. I didn't really plan on doing this. But when you see the effects after 6 weeks, it's going to be surprising. So that's one thing, the 6 weeks, 6 weeks to heart health,
right.
as well as matters of the heart.
Okay.
So one of our meetings, we will have a specialist in that area, a cardiovascular specialist, to be able to educate our members and our guests on nice. Cardiovascular health overall, as well as a Move to the Beat, where we have another more bigger scale exercise type of pop-up activity. This is going to be open to the wider public, our members as well, just to show that Rotary, or RCSO specifically, is taking a major stand for heart health. So this is going to be a big scale one where we're going to invite all of our friends, family to come out to exercise together and just burn calories and get our hearts going.
I love that.
So we're going to have several events and several initiatives, I should say, during that month of February for heart health.
Oh, that's going to be heavy.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good.
So get ready. It's going to be, like I mentioned, prizes and surprises, but don't just focus on the prizes.
Right. Because don't focus on the tings?
Don't just focus on the tings.
I
because
like
one
tings.
Of the greatest prizes is uh-huh. living a longer life, a longer, healthy life.
Look at that.
That's a good prize.
Glory, yes. It's the ultimate
you
prize.
You can't put any money on that.
You invest now or invest later? Let's
Absolutely.
Invest now.
Absolutely.
So, no, yes. that's excellent. And so, again, congratulations to you and your team,
yes,
the entire
thank
RCSO,
you.
On all of what you're happening on the 22nd of November.
So on the 22nd of November, y'all listen very closely. On the 22nd of November, the Rotary Club of South Ocean, in partnership with Healthy Bahamas Coalition and Rotaract of Nassau Sunset, will be hosting a diabetic health fair for both children and adults with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, where we will have various specialists to share a lot of information on nutrition, on diet, managing your calories, managing your sugar intake, how to examine your feet, how to examine your teeth, your eyes, just the entire person, all complications of diabetes. It is for the entire family. We will have activities and games for the children, face painting, games, prizes and surprises. It's just a day of events, a day of activities, and a day of information. So you don't want to miss it. It will be at Holy Trinity Church Hall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is absolutely free. You cannot beat that with a stick. So hope to see you all there.
Excellent, excellent. We want to thank Dr. Satya Bhutal of the Mental Health and Wellness Committee of the Rotary Club of South Ocean for coming on to the Happy Hour today to talk to us a little bit more about the importance of mental health and wellness and the activities of the Rotary Club of South Ocean and ensuring that the whole person is taken care
Absolutely.
Of. She shared with us about their upcoming event on the 22nd of November for diabetes and also what's going to be happening in February. And we'll have them on closer to that time as well. But cheers to the Rotary Club of South Ocean. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a proud member of said club, but really and truly, again, you know, the purpose of the Happy Hour is to highlight these persons and groups making a positive impact on the community. So thank you to the Rotary Club of South Ocean for all that you do. And we here, as in me and Guardian, are very proud of what you all do.
thank
you again.
Thank
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Happy with Deandra Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'll see y'all next week.
Got here, I guess it's on my phone. New names and numbers that I don't know.